Alex Montgomery didn't need a drink, but he fucking craved one. This feeling wasn't new, of course. The craving was always there. It burned in his gut, spiraled up his spine, and parched his throat. It clawed at him, seduced him, rammed into him like it couldn't help itself. It was like an angry linebacker screaming in one ear, while a seductive temptress whispered sexy innuendos in the other, both of them telling him just to take one drink. It would only be one drink, they taunted. Just one. Only it never ended at one drink, because Alex was an alcoholic. He hadn't had a drink soothe his parched throat or tried to drown his demons in over a year. He still couldn't quite believe it sometimes, and yet other times it felt as if it had been so much longer. 16 months sober, but an addict nonetheless. No matter how many days passed and how many drinks he didn't imbibe, he'd always be an alcoholic. That was something he'd learned to face over the past few months. But sometimes knowing it didn't make trying to live a normal life any easier.
You're here early,
Marie Montgomery said as she made her way to his side. He'd been standing outside even in the cold Denver air, but his mother had found him anyway. He loved the scent of mountains and comfort that seemed to permeate his childhood home. And just looking at the woman who'd raised him made him feel that much closer to what he'd lost, and that much farther away from where he'd started. His mother had aged well, he thought, to the point he wasn't sure she aged at all. If her genes were what the family could go by when they got older, then most of his siblings were going to look just fine as they entered their 50s and 60s. Alex had probably pickled his liver during his depression, so he figured it probably wouldn't be quite the same for him. He'd more than likely end up harder edged than his already edgy siblings. But that had been his choice at one point, and then out of his hands after he'd fallen too hard. Now he'd faced the consequences of his decisions, and it was about time he faced the aftermath, according to his sponsor and therapist. His mother wrapped her arms around his waist and held on tightly. He ignored the way his stomach tightened and hugged her back, the action almost rusty. It hadn't been easy these past few months to remember how affectionate his family had once been with him. He'd pushed them all away over time, and he was just now learning how to come back, if there were a way to come back. When he closed his eyes and inhaled the scent that had once calmed him, he prayed that one day he'd find himself tranquil again. He used to drink to forget, and then because he didn't know anything else, he'd kept drinking. But now he needed to remember, damn it. He kissed the top of his mother's head since she was so much smaller than he was, and took a step back. She was a few inches shorter than all of her sons and even a couple of inches shorter than her three daughters. How Marie Montgomery had been able to raise 8 kids as well as all of their friends who'd come to their home day after day was beyond him.
I'm glad you're here, though.
She patted his chest and looked up at him with worried eyes. She always held that worry now, and he knew it was his fault that it was there. I wouldn't be anywhere else, he said honestly. His mother's eyes softened, and he figured he'd said the right thing. I know the family dinner starts in a couple hours, but I wanted to come early and see if I could help.